I'm going to introduce you to some new voices this semester. There's a revolution going on in the North, in Harlem. They're changing the way Negroes in America think. I'm talking about poets like Hughes, Bennett, Zora Neale Hurston, County Cullen. Some are teed on a silver spoon with the stars strung up for a rattle. I cut my teeth as a black raccoon.
Or implements of battle.
Meet me after class.
If a caged bird sings, when it can't migrate, then a great man will write. If nobody can relate, I'm the grandson of slaves. Outside of that, I'm lost. Were they sold for guns, or was it done with force? Embossed on their back was whip marks. The hunter was hunted, knocked down and passed out like quick darts. And now I'm parked in the country because I'm getting money. They would label me a monkey. It's funny how Fox and O'Reilly will say they do politics, but it's more for the right wing to lobby and spread a wide message of hate. The mid-American states is one-sided, so they never debate. And it's more than just TV, it's laws and the PD. Involved. They all wanna shoot when they see me. It's like that in Harlem, all ghettos, where every other corner is drugs and bordellos.
Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet?
In the dictionary, black is bad. In fact, anything dark is anything that you should not have. And it's sad cause by and large she bought into it. Intuitively sold out for skin's influence. If everybody wanna be black, but everybody who black wanna be light, how we get like that? How we fix that up? How we write that wrong? How I make you listen close if I write this song? Why relax when hair is getting relaxed right now? And that's the reason the girls for naps ain't proud. Embarrassed to be natural, untamed and pure. One thing's for sure, we all insecure. There's no cure for noses, no tricks for lips. So how dare we keep receipts with God's gifts? What's in store for us, we shall see. With self-hate, the doors of fate allow me.
And so, in these kids' twisted minds as young adults, they've equated ignorance with their blackness and intelligence with whiteness. And this whole thing is suicidal.
African brothers wanna be us, the American black man, and trade drop drunk and some shoes and tap dance. Above all, drop they accent and act like cats who getting money as if they lack sense. Ignorant and contagious, look how we made it cool to become so brainless. Reality is heinous, anything to be famous. We still play the fools, so heaven ain't painless. Until we hold the paintbrush, it ain't never gonna change. I remind them when I shop and they look at me strange. No matter how I'm dressed or the prestige of the store, I still break a sweat at the alarm by the door. I can't win, better yet I'm down 30. And it's 30 on 5 and they all play dirty. See, I hate losing, but I won't go. I would rather go down with a fight than don't show.
This is a war for the African mind, the African American mind. This is a battle. I don't have the answer, but I have the discussion framework.